It's Friday, the 22nd of January, 2016. A very cold and chilly day here in James Alexander Studios with Kit Myrie and Ken Hume and our regular edition of Property Chat. Welcome, Kit.
Yes, we have a very shocking story today for you.
We do.
It's in regards to a recent newspaper article that was published in the Daily Mail.
Indeed, yeah. £1.3 million was the value of the fraud, and an unwitting lady had bought a house thinking that she was the new owner when in fact she'd been duped out of the money by a false identity scam. Kit, what happened? Give us the details.
Yes, so a gentleman under the name of Mr. Hafter, not his obviously real name, his real name is, no one knows, he still is under a false identity, rented a property in Fulham.
His initial isn't S, by the way. Yeah. We thought, you know, that might be appropriate, but
yes,
there we are.
Most definitely. He rented a property in Fulham. He then, so obviously went through all the checks with the letting agent and moved in, got the keys and paid the rent. He never put any furniture into the property, and immediately, I'm assuming one of his accomplices or friends, he had them change their name officially to Penelope Hastings.
By deed poll. Can you believe that? So now, his friend has the official name of the owner of the house. That was key, because then she went on to obtain a passport in her name. And then, of course, we have an official document that proves that she's the owner of the house. And it was this document that led to the fraud completing.
As you said, as it was an official passport, they called round the agent to take on the property for sales. They asked for a form of ID. He sent through a copy of a passport, which they accepted. And obviously, they came round, took pictures, measured up. The property was then put on the market. It was then sold to a very keen and eager buyer for the sum of £1.3 million cash.
Can you imagine? I mean, we can only imagine that it was put on at a particularly keen price,
yeah,
in order to tempt a cash buyer, because, of course, anyone with a mortgage, it would be far more likely to pick up the fraud and unlikely to be able to proceed to completion, and the perpetrators wouldn't have ended up running off with the money. But as it was, it went on to the unwitting would-be buyer moving into the property, registering utilities and looking for planning various changes in the house, to discover that she wasn't the official owner, to her horror, when she found that the owners didn't in fact sell the property and she parted with £1.3 million sterling in cash.
Yeah, by this time, obviously, yes, exactly. By this time, the sale had progressed. And as you mentioned, it wasn't until the owner of the property received an email from the land registry saying that they thought they'd seen some suspicious behaviour and just wanted to double check that she'd sold the property, which obviously she answered that she hadn't. And as you mentioned, this unwitting buyer had already, the money had already gone.
Yeah. So what are the lessons to be learned from this? Well, we think the first thing is, if you do have a property that has no mortgage on it, make sure that the land registry have your up-to-date contact details. This is absolutely crucial, because if they have those details, they can get in contact with you and make sure that you are the person selling the property. That's crucial. Of course, mistakes have been made here, haven't they, Kit, by agents, in terms of the letting agents and selling agents, in our view. And in fact, the solicitors as well should have picked this up for sure. But in fact, they didn't. And last time we saw the money, I think it was Dubai, wasn't it, Kit?
Yeah, it was on its way to Dubai. So
you can imagine that the buyer's probably sipping a pina colada on some beach, you know, with a sunseeker moored quite close by, all thanks to this poor, unwitting buyer. So buyer beware, as they say.
Yes, yeah, most definitely.